Now, a boy would come home with lipstick on his collar, and they'd say, "You been?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you been. I tell you, been kidding that girl. That kind of woman. A man was going with a woman, and she was just one of those women that, you know, kept a lot of stuff like that about her. And he come in one night, and his wife asked, "Well, I've been so-and-so." "I know where you've been. You've been see old so-and-so. I see all that stuff on your collar."
She kept a lot of stuff with her?
I'm talking about she hugged me and kissed me, you know, got some of that stuff over on your clothes. That was a sign of love.
When a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her,
well, it just fell out.
She did what to him?
Well, she just fell out. In other words, she lost friendship with him, or dissolved friendship with him.
He asked her to marry him, but she...
Well, he asked her to marry him.
But she did what?
And she turned him down. Okay. She just turned him down. She said no.
They say, "Oh boy, that poor boy, he just hadn't been the same since she..." Since she what?
Well,
other ways of saying it?
All of a sudden. Hadn't been the same, in other words, hadn't been the same since I first met him, or something like that, or...
What did she do to him? Well, what would you say a man did to a woman? A man... If a man didn't want to see a woman anymore, he just did what?
Well, if you don't want to see, well, I'm just through with you. I don't want to do with you.
And he did what?
Just told I'm through with you and I'm done with you now.
He did what? He gave her?
Well, he put a...
Gave him the sack, the gate, gave him the axe.
Well, yeah, just threw him down the gate or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, but if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
Well, she didn't turn him down. Well, they finally got married.
Yeah, other ways of saying that, humorous ways, you say they got what?
Well, I just said they either got together or they got united.
Talking about horses or something like that, you say they did what?
What's that?
Talking about horses or something like that, you say they got...
Horses, you say horses.
Yeah, would you compare getting married to getting two horses together to a wagon?
Well, I could say, well, they finally got together at last.
Yeah, got hitched.
Got hooked up.
Hooked up. Jumped the broomstick?
Yeah, I've used that word. I've heard that word. Jumped the broomstick.
Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Well, the man who stands up with the groom, in a way, I guess I'd have to say the preacher, in other words, sometime the father is supposed to stand up with him. I've known that to be happening.
What was the waiter?
Well, the waiters, we just called them waitress, somebody to assist them in getting around. Well, I know how to say that.
Okay. Now, after a wedding, would there be kind of a noisy bunch of people come around the house?
Well, after a wedding, sometime you have a lot of folk come around, you know, cheering them up, you know, wishing them well and all like that.
Or they might start shooting their guns off and all the people in the neighborhood come around and they
well,
have
them. I've never heard that. No.
Would they ever have something at the bride, at the groom's house? I mean, the married couple's house? People would get together and they'd come over and start shooting their guns off, or maybe bring a lot of whiskey, make a lot of noise, start beating on things.
Well, guns and things like that, but I've never seen it.
Yeah? That was a what?
Well, just a merry party, though. I'm